From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 2nd, 2015. This week, we have a special episode written just for Virginia science students in grades 5 and 6. If you've ever played with water-filled balloons, you might have recognized the sound you just heard, drop balloons bursting on a sidewalk. Gravity makes a water-filled balloon drop through the air. But how come a water balloon can float in a bucket of water instead of falling or sinking to the bottom of the bucket? To get at the answer, let's play three mystery sound games to learn some of the science behind falling, floating, and sinking. First, see if you can guess how these next two sounds are the same, but also different. Both were the sound of pouring liquid water, but the second was twice as much water, two cups instead of one. Scientists use the term volume for measurements of the amount of space something occupies. Cups, gallons, and liters are examples. Now try two more sounds. Again, what do you think is the same, and what's different? That time, you again heard a cup of liquid water being poured, but the second sound was a cup of copper pennies. So the volume was the same, but the chemical substances were different. One difference between pennies and water is that a cup of copper weighs more than a cup of water. That's because copper has more matter, or more mass, than the same volume of water. Scientists use the term density for the amount of mass in a given volume. Now let's try the last two sounds. Once more, how are they the same, and how different? That time, you heard me pour a cup of liquid water, then a cup of ice. Same volume, same chemical substance. So what's different? Temperature and density. Frozen water is less dense than liquid water when the liquid water is just above the freezing point. But as water warms above 4 degrees Celsius, or about 39 degrees Fahrenheit, it gets less dense, so cooler water sinks in warmer water. Besides floating ice and sinking pennies, you can see density in action in many other places, including objects falling to the Earth by gravity when they're denser than air. So once again, how come a water-filled balloon falls through the air, but it can float in a bucket of water? And what could you do to make a floating water balloon sink? I bet you now know the answer to the first question, and I'll leave the second to your imagination and experimentation. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org. Or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.